We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Ron. Josh Yowie with a very, very interesting piece today on Marc-Andre Fleury and the possibility of him coming back to Pittsburgh. Says, still, quote, unlikely. However, he also reports the Penguins are paying close attention to Fleury's situation. They don't want to overwork Jarry this year. Vegas would pick up a portion of that salary, obviously. Seems like about half. Several former Penguins teammates, Yowie reports, have reached out to Fleury in recent weeks to gauge his interest. And Fleury told those players, Yowie says, he would welcome a return and that finding a place where his wife is comfortable raising their three children is a top priority. So there you go. What do you make of it?
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised that the teammates would want him back. I mean, my goodness, he was beloved here by everybody, including his teammates. So that doesn't surprise me. I don't know how much, you know, the Vegas would pick up of his salary. I don't know how the Penguins could afford it, but you know
about
what?
Half.
They've been creating. That's even still a big load, isn't it? I mean, I don't know how much. What is he owed? He's owed a lot of money, like 7.5 against the cap, I want to say. That's a pretty big bite. But yeah, I mean, if you could work it out financially, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I'm not a big guy, as you know, on going back home again. But he was such a different character here and so beloved by the teammates. You know, obviously he would be great in the room, but the question is, can he still help on the ice? And I still believe that he can, Joe. But the price would have to be really, really favorable, I think, for the Penguins.
Yeah, it would be about half of Fleury's $7 million cap hit, which is $3.5 million. They just freed up, or they have free now, about $4.7 million. So it's definitely doable. Financially, the question is, do they want to do it? And apparently, they have interest here. The only part of this that surprises me is that Fleury still holds Rutherford and coach Mike Sullivan in high regard, Yowie says. Sullivan is a guy who more than once basically said, you're not my guy, to Fleury. So I'm a little surprised by that, to be honest with you, that he would want to come back to that situation. But on the other hand, if his priority is having his family raised in a place that he loves and that loves him back, there's certainly games for him to play here because they don't want to overwork Jarry, according to this piece and according to common sense. I think it would be great for the Penguins, honestly.
Well, I mean, and things change, too. You know, maybe he wasn't real happy when he left here and went to Vegas, but he's at a different point in his career. I don't know that he expects to be a full-time starter now. And, you know, I think he could, come back and coexist with Sullivan. I don't have much doubt of that because the situation has changed. But he's always struck me as being very much a family man, and I think that's definitely important to him where he can go somewhere where his family can be happy. And by all accounts, they were quite happy here. So I could definitely see that. I mean, I know he came out publicly and said he wants to stay in Vegas. He's not unhappy there. But I think that might have been just saying a politically correct thing at the time. I think he wants to play a little more than he's going to probably play now that they've done that big deal with Robin Lehner.
Well, I think he probably wants to play more than he would play here, too. I mean, it says here he still wants to be a starter. He would not be the starter here, at least not at the beginning. So let me ask you this. How would this affect Jarry Would this be a good thing? It seemed to be a good thing for Murray when Fleury was over his shoulder. Would it be a good thing for Jarry to have a mentor this? Or would it be a bad thing to have somebody who the fans love and would constantly be calling for if Jarry screws up?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it would not be a good situation because I think we did see, you know, maybe it was good for a period of time with Murray looking over his shoulder, but I don't know, man. Fleury said if it was just a veteran backup goaltender, okay, I would say no problem, bring him on, do it. But this isn't your typical veteran backup goaltender by any stretch. And the point you made is no matter how well Jarry plays, the paying customers are still going to want to see Fleury, right? That's a tough situation.
Absolutely.
It was a tough – your column yesterday in the Post-Gazette on Murray was so good, and you pointed out that there's just no way Murray could live up to that, and that's true, and I don't know that Jarry would be able to either.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one. I think that Murray is a very different personality than Jarry, and I think the dynamic was different there in that you had a rising goaltender in Murray who was going to take Fleury's job at some point. I think everybody knew that. And this would be different because you already have a kid that he's not a threat to Fleury necessarily, but yeah, how would it affect him if he struggles for a couple of weeks or for a period and people are wanting Fleury? It's interesting. One more thing I wanted to get to, Ron, because we have a couple of guests coming up to talk Pitt first and then Ray Fittipaldo on the Steelers. Every single day brings a new kick in the groin for Pirates fans. Every single day, it seems. And tonight, for the second straight year, they're going to have to watch Tyler Glasnow and Gerrit Cole square off in a winner-take-all game. It's just like, please stop with the haymakers every day if you're a Pirate fan. But here comes another one, right?
Yeah, you got to be used to it by now. This one is amazing. And I don't know how it's going to go either. But you see Glasnow's pitching on 2 days' rest. So this looks like a bullpen game for Tampa. He had 93 pitches, I think, in 5 innings 2 days ago. So I don't know what they can rightfully expect from him. And Cole is pitching on short rest for the first time, I think, in his career tonight. So I don't know if we're going to get a bullpen game or what it's going to be. But it just, as you said, it just never ends, does it? It just never ends.
Ron, if I propose to trade to you, you and I are both Major League Baseball GMs. I'm going to send you Joe Musgrove, Colin Moran, Michael Feliz, Jason Martin, and Chris Archer. You're going to send me Gerrit Cole, Tyler Glasnow, Austin Meadows, and Shane Boz. Do we have a deal?
I might hold out for a little bit more, maybe.
What a disaster, Ron, is it not? What a disaster. And they're going to have to watch this again tonight. But I think the other question is this advisable? When Glasnow has had the arm troubles that he's had, to put him out there on 2 days rest, man, I question that. 2 days rest?
You know what? I thought the same thing when I saw that. It doesn't make much sense to me. And I thought the exact same thing. Forget injury past, and you can't forget it. Injury past is a part of it, but I was still shocked to see it. And I'm almost a little surprised at Cole. Now, I don't know. Cole was going on what? 3 days rest, not 2 days rest. So it's not quite as bad for him. But, you know, these pitchers are worth so much, and you're asking them to do something that they've never done before. And I think then you have a chance of, you know, having some problems when you do that. So we'll see how it plays out. But I was shocked to see that Glasnow is doing this on 2 days rest.
Man, me too.
And he had a big game the other day, too. I mean, he had, like I said, 90-some pitches the other day. He wasn't real efficient in his last start.
I read a story on ESPN this morning that said Glasnow, quote, mowed down the Yankees in game two. He had 5 innings, 4 runs, 2 home runs, 3 walks. I mean, he had 10 strikeouts. That's nice. But he had a 7.20 ERA in the game, Rod. If that's mowing a team down, man, I'd hate to see if he actually, turned in a good performance.
I guess that's what we're dealing with now. That's considered mowing somebody down, you know. Well, the whole thing about a quality start, too, is ridiculous. I mean, you pitch six innings and give up three runs, that's considered really good. I don't know. I don't consider that really good, but what do I know?
Well, I'll say this. It's going to be fascinating theater tonight, and I will be glued to my television watching it. Coming up, I was glued to my television this morning watching the endless Pitt-NC State game. Ron, Gone with the Wind.
You're still. Are you still watching? Are you still watching this? You started it like on Monday. Are you still watching it? I was there. It seems like it still isn't over to me.
Yes, it took me 5 days to watch the game. I swear it did. I watch bits of it every day, but man, the ending didn't make Pat Narduzzi's defense look very good. I'll tell you that. Given two leads of 6 and 5 points, and just get mowed down with wide open receivers, no pass rush, penalties all over the place. Let's talk about how big this upcoming Pitt game is with John McGonigal of the Post-Gazette next on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.